Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishayah Fine. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Kuvav. I want to begin the shiur by chazering over and reviewing the case that the Gemara is explaining in order to illustrate a point we made in the previous shiur. The Gemara's maskana is B'divrei Abaya. Abaya explains the Mishnah could go according to Reb Shimon, even though Reb Shimon says that a person could bring a mechza chalas and a mechza rakikin. There's many options when a person was mefarish a mincha. It could be he brought a mechza chalas and mechza rakikin, and Abaye was mefarish that he makes it tonight. He brings 10 chalas and he brings 10 rakikin, and he makes it tonight. And he says, if my neder is from the chalas, my chalas are from my neder. If my neder was from the rakikin are from my neder. And if it was mechza, the amount of chalas that are for my neder, the amount of rakikin that are for my neder should be the neder, and the rest should be nedava. The Gemara explained, what does he do with the shaman? And the Gemara's maskana on the top of the Amud, on Daf Kovav, is that whether he made the neder with all 10 chalas, to all 10 rakikin, or if it's only partial rakikin and partial chalas, the Moiser Shemen, on the Rakikin, he only does a Meshicha, he's Moishech Dem Kemen Ki, Kemen Kaf Yevanus, or Kemen Ki, and the rest of the Shemen, the Moiser Shemen, is Nechal the Kehanim. So, if we just picture for a minute what's going on with these two Esrainis and the two Lugan of Shemen, a person is taking an Isaran of Seilas, he's making it to 10 Chalas. He's taking another Isaran, he's making it to 10 Rakikin. He's taking a lug shemen, and he's in the chalas, he's being boil them, he's mixing them up with the shemen, and he's bringing that lug shemen together with the chalas. The other lug shemen, which is going in the rakikin, he's moishech each one of those 10 chalas, and the moisa goes to the kohanim. Now, when we go ahead and make a tziruf of these two karbonas, according to Abaya, there's a possibility that there are 5 or a different number of chalas and 5 or a different number of rakikin. We're going to make it tziruf over here. It comes out that he's using for his mincha, he's using for his carbon mafetanor, which is mechza chalas and mechza rakikin, a chelik of the soilas, which was possibly neskadish in a kli. If you hold midas sayavis, was neskadish. It was neskadish in a kli together with the 10 chalas by themselves. And there's another 10 rakikin which were neskadish the soilas by themselves. And the shemen, which Tosfos, we mentioned the yesterday's shir, says that the sheet of Reb Shimon is that the midas halach is neskadish. So for sure, the shemen, each lug shemen was neskadish by itself. And the shemen that he bought with the chalas had one kiddush kli. And the shemen that he bought with the rakikin had a separate kiddush kli. So if the 10 chalas is a mincha by itself, or the 10 rakikin is a mincha by itself, so it's muvan ma'id, it's very geshmak, that this isroines, this isaron, these chalas, and this shemos neskadish together, and you bring it as a mincha together. But if it's coming out that we're making a tziruf, if it's possible that his mincha was a mechza chalas, and mechza isroines, it comes out that the shemen, part of the mincha that he's bringing now, had shemen which is neskadish in one kli, and part of the shemen was neskadish in a separate kli. Now we mentioned that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on Daf Tes. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that holds that if a mincha was chasar, if you're missing part of the mincha before the kmitza, you could be memala mitech beis. It's not a problem, you could fill it up. But that is a smaller chiddush. The fact that you could fill up a mincha and the fact that you could replenish it and fill up the shir is understandable because part of it was neskadish and now you're taking some chulin. You're taking some seilus or some shemen of chulin and you're replenishing the mincha. But over here, you're taking shemen, which was neskadish, to a separate mincha. You're taking a shemen, which had a kiddush kli, for the rakikin. And this part of this shemen was neskadish together with the shemen of the chalas. And you're going ahead and mixing it. That's a tremendous chiddush, which the Gemara said on Naf Kofayamud Beis. The Gemara mentioned that Reb Shimon holds that you could be mitzarif Isaron echad mishnei esroinus, and you can mitzarif lug echad mishnei. You can mitzarif lug echad mishnei lugin. This is a chiddush that we see in this sugi that even though it was already niskadish in a kli, even though the shemen was niskadish to be part of a different mincha, it was niskadish to be a separate mincha, but you could take two halves, combine them together, and presumably you're going to make a new kiddush kli to be mekadish it, to be a mincha together, and go ahead and bring it for your mincha on the tzad that it's a tziruf, on the tzad that you're bringing the mechtzah chalas and mechtzah kikin together, you're going to end off bringing it together. This is the chiddush that we see from this, that we see from this sugya. Now that we see exactly what he's doing with the shemen, I think it's illustrated much more clearly. It's illustrated this point that the lug echad mishnei lugan is a separate chiddush, besides for the chiddush that we know from the aftes, that when you're missing part of your mincha, you could be memala mitach beisai. In our sugya, we see that you could take shemen, which was niskadish, to a different mincha, and you could be mitzarif together with this mincha. That's, I think, the chiddush of you could bring a lug echad mishnei lugan. The Gemara in the Havmin and the Afkuf Heimer Bey said, the Gemara asked it for a question, how can you do this? And the Gemara says, Kasavar Abshimin, this is Abshimin's Chiddush, that you could bring a Yisar and Echad Mishnei Esrainim, and you could bring a Lug Echad Mishnei Lugin. Moving along in the Gemara's Mevar, Pirashti Vein Yedea, Ezemem Pirashti, when a person is mistapik, which mincha he made a nether to bring, he brings all five Menachis. Frak the Gemara, why doesn't he also have to bring a Minchas Nesachim? Maybe his neder was to bring a minchas nesachim. A person could be misnadev a minchas nesachim b'chol yayim. And the Gemara says there's five chalukim between a minchas nesachim and a regular mincha, and memela were not mistapik about a minchas nesachim. What are the chalukim? The chalukim are that a regular mincha is a carbon which a yachid brings. It's ba'atzma, he brings it by itself. It has levoina, the shear of the shemen is a lug. And it's a mincha which requires kmitza. Since minchas nesachim doesn't share these five in yanim, therefore we're not mistapik with a minchas nesachim. And zevach toida from the Chafetz Chaim is ma'or, why did the Gemara need five different chalukim? Why wasn't it maspik to say one or two? Zok to zevach toida is an afkamina ladina. Because here we're talking about a person which had a safik. He says, pirashti ve'eni yedea ma pirashti. Zok to zevach toida, we ask him, do you think any one of these five, if it was on his mind, were you thinking about a mincha which is baba yachid? Were you thinking about a mincha which is baba atzma, a mincha which has a levoin, a mincha which has a luk shemen, a mincha which has a kmitza? And if he says yes to any one of these questions, if he had a mind yes to any one of these, then that disqualifies, that knocks out a minchas nesachim. Therefore, the Gemara had to be mavar, had to go through the arichas of all of the chilukim in order to bring out the point, because any one of them would be enough to disqualify it and to eliminate it and to say that that's not what he had in mind for his nedus. The Gemara went through all the different possibilities. Now the Mishnah has, in the Reish of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah says if a person says Harelai Mincha, he has a choice of bringing one of the five. And over there, Taisvis is Ma'ir. Why doesn't he have a choice of bringing a Minchas Nesachim? And Taisvis says, because when a person says Harelai Mincha Stam, his das is for a regular Mincha Mefurish and Rogil, and not for a nesachim, which is a mincha, which is generally ba im hazevach. It's ba beglal zevach. It's not an independent mincha. Zok to Chafetz Chaim, even though Taisvah Sefarah sounds similar to one of the chalukim of our Gemara, it's a whole different Sefarah. Our Gemara is a question that we ask him, you forgot what you said, but was it one of these five things, some you had in mind, and if he says yes to any one of them, then that eliminates the Minchas Nesachim. Mashen Kein Taisvis on the Mishnah, which was talking about a case, he said, Arayalai Minchas Tam. He has a choice of bringing any one of the five Menachas. Zokte Zevach Toida. Over there, it's not a question we ask him. He had a mind, a Stam Mincha. What's a Stam Mincha? Over there, it's not a question that we ask him, and we're not eliminating that his Das was not on one of these five, for one of these five reasons. Taisvis's svar is a svar why it's not included in a minchas stam. A minchas stam is a regular mincha that a person brings, and a minchas nesachim, being that it's a baba glal zevach, it's not considered a minchas stam, and a person that made a neder of a minchas stam can't bring a minchas nesachim, he has to bring one of the other five menachas. Now from this Gemara that mentions the chilukim between a regular mincha and a minchas nesachim, and the Gemara quotes five nafkaminas, which are possibilities for a person to figure out. He didn't mean a minchas nesachim. If he had any one of these five in mind, we could luchayr be poishit two sfeikas that the achrayinim have about a minchas nesachim. The Sfas Emes and Zvachim Daf Pei Dalet has a suffix. In this halacha that the Gemara quotes from Rava, that a person could be misnadev a minchas nesachim, he's bringing a nesachim which is not part of the carbon, it's not babaglal zavach, he can make an edava of a nesachim by itself. So Rashi in the end of the 12th parak says a lashon that a person can make an edava of a minchas nesachim. And Rashi mentions, what's a minchas nesachim? Soilas, flour, shemen, oil, v'yayin. It would sound from Rashi maybe that the minchas nesachim is kol all three. It's a mincha of soilas, together with shemen, together with yayin. Zoktis Vesemes, let's say a person would make a specific neder, he wants to bring soilas without the shemen and the yayin. Could he bring an edava of soilas by itself? So he has a safik, this Vesemes is not sure. It says, misnadiv ad minchas nesachim. When a person brings an asachim together with a carbon, a regular minchas nesachim includes all three. Together with his carbon, he brings an asachim of yisar and of soilas, together with shem and together with yayin. But when a person's making his nedava, obviously Rashi says he could include all three, and he could bring all three, but fact, klart, the svas emes, could he say, I only want to bring the soilas without the shem and the yayin, could he bring such an nedava? So l'chayr, from our Gemara, it's mashma that it could be bought without the yayin. If a nadav of a minchas nesachim would require yayin, if the only way to bring a minchas nesachim would be together with the yayin, so the Gemara should have mentioned that as a sixth nafkamina. The Gemara should have said that the reason why his das wasn't on a minchas nesachim because he didn't have in mind a mincha which needs yayin. Minchas nesachim needs yayin. And his das wasn't on a mincha which needs yayin. That could have been a sixth nafkamina that the Gemara could have said. And from the fact that the Gemara does not say that nafkamina, would be mashma that in this inyan, a minchas nesachim is like a regular mincha. It's like a mincha which, like just like a regular mincha comes without yayin, so too a minchas nesachim could come without yayin. This Gemara would be a raya to the Sfas Emes' shayla. There's another shayla from the Achrayinim. The Taras HaKodesh, in the end of the 12th parak, has a suffix. Could a person bring a minchas nesachim, and a dava of a minchas nesachim, could it be brought b'shutfis or not? So the halacha is that a minchas nesachim is ba b'shutfis, but a regular mincha can't be ba b'shutfis. Memela clears the Taras HaKodesh, what's the din with an adava of a minchas nesachim? When a person makes an adava of a minchas nesachim, does it have a din like a regular minchas nesachim that could be ba b'shutfis just like a carbon is ba b'shutfis? Or do we say that it has a din of a regular mincha which is not ba b'shutfis? And l'chari, this also l'chari, you could shtel tzua raya from our Gemara. From the fact that the Gemara only mentions a chiluk, that a minchas nesachim is a carbon which is ba b'tzibur, but it doesn't say a chiluk that a regular mincha is not ba b'shutfis and a minchas nesachim is ba b'shutfis. It's mashma that this minchas nesachim over here, the nedav of the minchas nesachim, really has a din of a regular mincha which is not ba b'shutfis. And therefore the Gemara didn't count it as a nun afkamina, because the minchas nesachim that he's bringing as a nedav is like a regular mincha, where the halacha is that it's not ba b'shutfis. Now moving along to the bottom of the Gemara, to the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings down from the Mishnah, the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, if a person made a neder and he doesn't know how much, could he bring one big mincha b'metzarev together, the two menachas, and bring one mincha of 60 esrainis, and it will work for his neder? The Rebbe holds that it will not work, and he has to bring all the different possibilities from 1 to 60, and the Rabbanon say, no, you could bring a mincha of 60, and manushach yibyeitz the neder with that mincha. Now, how do we paskin? So there's two Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin from Maisa Karbonis has two halachas. An halacha Zayin, the Rambam paskins, if he forgot how many Yisroinus was his neder, he could bring 60 Yisroinus. He brings the 60 Yisroinus, and he's yaitzim in manushach. This Rambam is mashma L'chayr like the Rabbanon. But the Rambam halacha Ches paskins, if he's shachach kama, how many Yisroinus and how many Kalim was his neder, he brings all the possibilities from 1 to 60. This Rambam sounds like he paskin like Rebbe. You can't be yaitze with one big mincha of 60 and say, it's included the neder in this mincha, he has to bring all the different possibilities from 1 to 60. Chorus Dira in the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah points this out. He says the Rambam Aloha Zayin sounds like he paskins like the Rabbanon, you bring one big mincha. The Rambam Aloha Ches sounds like he paskins like Rebbe, you have to bring all the different possibilities. And the Kesef Mishnah Blayb Shver, what the Shita of the Rambam is. Now I want to say over two terutzim, two pshatim from the Achronim, how the Miyashiv, the Stira in the Rambam, how the Miyashiv, the Psakim of the Rambam. So the Birchas HaZavach suggests, he says that really we paskin like Rebbe. He says, really we paskin like Rebbe. That you have to bring all the different possibilities. Rambam Halacha Ches, because we paskin like Rebbe, that you can't bring one bim mincha and say you yetzim manav shach. So what's the Rambam Halacha Zayin? Zok the Birchas HaZavach, the Rambam Halacha Zayin is talking about a case where he was never keveh b'kli echad. We had him daf kuf hei. We had him daf kuf dal amud beis, really. The Rabbi Yechanan said that Rebbe is moided to Rabban. If he's not koveh one kli, he could bring 60 separate esrayinus and separate kelim. And then he's not mixing up the neder with the nedava. However many esrayinus are his neder, they're separate and separate kelim. Zok the Birchas HaZavach, the Halacha Zayin is talking about he was not koveh b'kli echad. Since he's bringing it in separate kelim, therefore he only has to bring 60 esrayinus. Now this is really very shvar pshat. And the Birchas HaZavach himself says that his Rebbe, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, which was Agav, the Rebbe of the Shach as well, he's before the Hasidim, but he's called the Rebbe Reb Heschel. He says his Rebbe Reb Heschel was doicha this pshat. It can't be pshat in the Rambam, because if you look in the Rambam Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says yavi shishim b'kli echad. The Rambam is talking about where you work kaveya one kli, you have to bring all the esrainus in one kli, and still the Rambam paskins that the 60 esrainus, you could be yaitzi your neder manav shach l'chayr. We see clearly in the Rambam Halacha Zayin, if he's kaveya in one kli, and still the halacha is that he could bring 60 and be yaitzi manav shach. That the Rambam clearly paskins like the Rabbanon. So then it's vayter shver. So how could the Rambam go ahead in the next halacha, in halacha ches, and paskin when he forgot how many esrayinus and how many kelim, he has to bring all the different possibilities from 1 to 60. So the Birchas HaZavach quotes that his Rebbe, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, said a different pshat, that really the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, that you could be yaitzim and manav shach with a big kli, with a mincha of 60 esrayinus and be yaitzim and manav shach. What was the Rambam saying in halacha ches? That if you forgot how many Estranus and how many Caleb, you have to bring all the different possibilities. That's not the Rebbe Reb Heschel. That's even going according to Rabbanon. Because if you specified, if you spoke out that you're bringing in different Caleb, if you're bringing a specific amount in different Caleb, then the Rabbanon agreed to Rebbe, you can't be Mitzarefit. Where did the Rabbanon say that you can be Mitzarefit in a big Kli? If you made a Neder, for example, 45 Esrainus, and then you brought a mincha of 60 Esrainus. I could say the 45 of the 60 are my neder, and the other 15 are in a dava. But in the case where he said, I'm bringing two menachas, one of 45 and one of 15, the Lashon HaRambam was, he forgot how many Esrainus and in how many kalim did he make the neder. So if he said, I'm bringing two menachas, one mincha 45 esrainus in one kli and 15 esrainus in a different kli, he can't bring one big mincha of 60 and be yetzim manav shach. He has to bring two separate menachas, one of 45 and one of 15, and that's why the Rambam paskin in this case, where he forgot how many esrainus was his neder and in how many kalim did he say to bring them, in that case he must bring all the different possibilities from 1 to 60. L'chor, this pshat is kafta v'ferach. So we paskin like the Rabbanon, when you made a neder, you could bring a bigger mincha and make part of it a neder and part of it a dava. And that's why the Ram says in Halacha Zayin that when you forgot how much many esrayinus, you bring one big mincha of 60 and you yaitzim a manav shach. In the next halacha, the Rambam says that if you forgot how many esrayinus and in how many kelim you made the neder, if you specify different kelim, then you have to bring all the different possibilities to make sure that that neder is being mekuyim, that you have separate kelim with the different amounts of the esrayinus in them. Now, lemaisa, this Sfas Emes asks a shtark, a kash, a little bit mathematical, but this Sfas Emes says that explains why you can't. He also learns the Rambam like the Rebbe Reb Heschel, but he asks that this svara, that you are keveya in different kelim, explains why you can't bring just one big mincha of 60 Yisroinus. But it doesn't explain, says the Sfasemus, why you have to bring all the different possibilities, all the different numbers from 1 to 60. He says, if you're going to bring all the, just from 30 to 60, you'll bring a mincha of 30, a mincha of 31, a mincha of 32, 33, all the way till 60, then memanav shach yu yaitzezak the Sfasemus. Because being that in each one you're allowed to bring a bigger mincha, so for example, if he made a neder of 45 and 15, so one of them is 45, and the one of them that's 30 could be used for the one that's 15. Zakta Sfas Emes, it still doesn't explain. It explains why you can't be Yaitz, it was just one mincha of 60, but it still doesn't explain why you have to bring all the different possibilities, why you have to bring from 1 to 60. The Sfas Emes figured out, he said you should be able to bring just from 30 and up. If you'll bring from 30, 31 through 60, that's covering all his possibilities. And Lemaisa, Tzarech Yin Godel, says this Fasemis, what's Pshat? Lemaisa, in the Rambam Halacha Ches, that when you forget how many Yisroinus, and you forgot how many Kalim you were Kaveh, why is that Mechayiv him to bring from 1 to 60 all the different amounts of Yisroinus according to the Shita of the Rabbanan? Moving along in the Gemara says, "B'mai kamifli, what's the machlikas Rebbe and Rabbanon? If you have to bring all the different possibilities, or you could just bring one mincha of 60, the Gemara says, "B'mutter lahachnis chulin lazar." Of Chizda's pshat, the first pshat in the machlikas, is "B'mutter lahachnis chulin lazar." And what that means is that he's, according to the Rabbanon, that he only brings a mincha of 60. He makes it tonight. And he says, the amount of Yisroinus that are for my neder are a neder, and the rest of the Yisroinus will be chulin. So it comes out, he has a neder, however much his neder was, that's the amount of Yisroinus he's bringing for the mincha. Rebbe holds it's not an eitzah, because Rebbe holds you're not allowed to bring chulin ba'azara, so you have to bring all the possibilities, and the one that's a neder will be for the neder, and the other ones will be for an adav. Now Taisus points out, according to the Rabbanon, comes out, he has 60 Yisroinus, and only part of them are Hektish, only part of them are Mincha. The ones that have the Kiddush of the Mincha, the ones that are for the Neder have the Kiddush of the Mincha, and the other ones that remain Chulin. So Taisus, how much Shemen are we Ma'ariv together with this Mincha of 60 Yisroinus? Zok Taisus. So it's a Machlekes in the Gemara, it's a Machlekes by every Mincha of 60 Yisroinus, how many Lugin? So Machlekes Reb Lozer ben Yankov and Rabbanon. Reb Lozer ben Yankov says that every mincha has a lug of shemen, whether it's one yisarin or 60 yisarinus is a lug of shemen. The Rabbanon argue in Reb Lozer ben Yankov and say that no, for each yisarin you have to add on a lug of shemen. So if you're bringing 60 yisarinus, you need 60 yisarinus. Says Taisvis, according to Reb Lozer ben Yankov, that holds that even when you have a mincha of 60 yisarinus, you bring one lug of shemen. So you're going to have here 60 Yisroinus, and only part of them are Hektish. When you mix up the Lug of Shemen with all of these Yisroinus, it's going to come out the Hektish, the Yisroinus which are Hektish don't have a full Lug of Shemen. This Lug of Shemen is divided a 60th, it gets mixed up, and each Yisroin only has a 60th of the Lug of Shemen. And therefore, says Tais, it's going to be Chisar Shamna. The Mincha, let's say it's Lamashal, the neder was only 30, so it comes out only 30 Yisroinus were Hektish. So it comes out your the 30 Yisroinus which are the Mincha only have a half of Lug Shemen, and the other half of the Lug of Shemen is mixed up with the Yisroinus of Chulin. Says Taisvis, the Gemara is explaining in the Sheet of the Rabbanon, they must hold like the Sheet of the Rabbanon that say that each Yisroin gets its own Lug of Shemen, and when you bring here 60 Yisroinus, when you bring over here 60 Yisroinus of Seilas, together with that he'll bring 60 Lugan of Shemen, and it will come out each Yisroin has a Lug of Shemen, so whichever Yisroinus, however many Yisroinus are part of the Mincha, that those Yisroinus have the appropriate Shemen together with the Mincha. Now you have to point out over here that when a person is Mekadish the Seilas, and he's Mekadish the Shemen, and then he mixes it up together, so how does he know that the Yisroinus, which are the chelik of the Shemen, how does he know the Lugan of Shemen, which are Kaddish, are getting paired up together with the Yisroinus, which are Kaddish? He has 60 Yisroinus and 60 Lugan. And his nether, let's say, for example, was only 30 Yisroinus. So 30 of the Yisroinus of Seilas are Kaddish, and 30 of them are Chulin. 30 of the Lugan are Kaddish, and the 30 of the Lugan are Chulin. when he mixes up the lugin, the shemen, together with the seilas, how does he know that the 30 lugin of shemen, which are kodesh, are being paired up correctly with the 30 esreines of seilas, which are kodesh? L'chayra, you have to say that was his original tanai. When he's mekadesh the esreines of seilas, and when he's mekadesh the esreines of lugin, he'll speak out and he'll say, I'm being mekadesh however many esreines of seilas are for my neder, those are kodesh. However many Isroinus are Kaddish, that many Lugan are Kaddish. And the Lugan which will get paired up, the Lugan which will end up in the Seilas, which is Kaddish, those are the Lugan that I want to make Kaddish. And I think I would point that now, that I think this is Tali, there's a Shasugya of Yesh Breir and Ein Breir. Can a person make a Chalais now and hang it, have it depend on the future? So it's a big Machlokes and Shas and many different Sugyas and Gittin and Erevin. Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, and L'chayra, this T'nai that we're making over here, that he's being Mekadesh a certain Esreines and certain Lugan of Shemen, and depending on what will happen later, depending on when he'll mix up the Shemen with the Esreines, those are the Lugan which he's being Mekadesh. L'chayra, that should be Tali in Yesh Breira. And it's a shtickle horror why, you know, Rashi and Tosfos and the Mefarshim, I didn't see that they should speak this out, that this sugya, this Eitzovi, this Pshat and Rabbanon, that he's being Mekadesh, only the amount of Esreinus that are part of the Neder and the remainder are remaining Chulin, and only some of the Shemen is becoming Kaddish. And L'chayri, he's being Toilet, he's depending it on a future, he's depending on what will be Lebesoif, what will be Lebesoif mixed up together, the shemen that will be mixed up with the correct Esreinus, that's the shemen which is makdish l'chayr, that's telling Breir. It's a little bit of a ha'ar over here in the sugya why the Rishayim and the Achrayim didn't speak this out. Now a similar point we have to make on the Gemara Vayter, on the second pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rava, that it's, everyone agrees it's Atzalach Neschul Nazara. And according to the Rabbanon, he makes a t'nai that the remainder, whatever is left over, what's ever above and beyond the strangeness of his nether should be for an adava. So the Gemara points out, the Gemara says, Abai is to Rava, and that he needs two kmatzim. He needs shnei kmatzim. If the soilas from his nether is for a nether and the remainder is for an adava, comes out there are two menachas, and you need two kmatzim. And the Gemara says, Enachanami, he takes off two kmatzim, and one claim is from the nether, and one claim is from the nedava. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that he's taking the correct, he's taking from the correct mencha? How do we know that there's a claim from the nedava and claim from the neder? Maybe he's mixing it up. Maybe he's taking from the neder for the nedava and the nedava for the neder. And the Gemara says, because it's bedaita the koyin talia milsa. It's totally in the das of the koyin, which kmitza, where the kmitza comes from the neder and from the nedava. Taisvis Bavorn Zakasha. Taisvis is Zakasha, the bottom Taisvis, the Ramaskal, the Talila. In fact, Taisvis, that Abaya himself, this is Abaya asking Rav over here, and presumably Abaya was Makabal the Tarets from Rav, he agreed and accepted the Tarets. And Abaya elsewhere in Menachas, Abaya and Afchav Dalar Amud Beis, towards the beginning of Menachas, Abaya does not agree to Bedaita the Koyin Tal Yamils, the Kemitz is totally in the Das of the Koyin. So why did Abai accept from Rav over here that the Kemitza is telling the Das of the Koyin? And Taisvis doesn't really explain it, but Taisvis says, Hachamayde. There's a difference between over here and over there. Over there, Abai holds Kemitza is not telling the Das of the Koyin, and here he holds it is telling the Das of the Koyin. I think the Pshat in Taisvis is as follows, that the Sugi over there is talking about a person had an Isaran. He lost half of it. Half of his Mencha, half of his Isaran was lost. And he replaced it. And then he found the original half. So now the Kohen has over here three halves. A half that was always here. A half of an Isaron that was lost and found. And then the half that he replaced. And the Gemara over there talks about when you have this situation, we have these three half Isaronis, and the Kohen takes a Kemitza. So does his Kemitza go on an Isaron and a half? And it gets split up and therefore will be a bad Kemitza? Or do we say the kaimitz goes on an isaron, on only an isaron, not on the full isaron and a half? It goes on the isaron, that's the mincha. And Abaya holds over there that we don't say bedaita the kayin talia milsa. We don't say that the das of the koyin will be kaveya. We don't say that the das of the koyin will shtalavek, will establish which chelik of the mincha goes on. Because over there, I think what Taisus means is that in that sugya, we need the koyin to activate his kmitza. We need that the kmitza should actively establish which part of the mincha is going on. And Abaye holds that the koyin can't be kaveyan as das. And if you have a mincha of an isarin and a half over here, it's automatically that the kmitza will go on the whole isarin and a half, and it won't. The koyin doesn't have the right, or he doesn't have the power to establish that it's going on a specific isar. If there's a mincha which is isar and a half, it will be automatically split up amongst that isar and a half. In our sugya, the question really is, when the makdish, when the bailum was makadish, these isroinis, how did he establish in his hakdish? And when he made his original hakdasha, when he's makdish, when he's makadish, these isroinis, and he establishes whatever is going to be for my nether, however much my nether is will be for the nether, and the remainder will be for the nedava. So he's establishing that whatever the koyin takes first will be a kmitza for my nether. And what the koyin will take next will be a kmitza for my nedava. It's not the power of the koyin. It's not the koyin who's activating and making his kmitza go a certain way or be directed in a certain direction. Adrabe, it's the bailim who's shtelling avek. It's the bailim who's establishing in his ikker hektish how and which Israelis is being makdish for the nether, and which Israelis is being makdish for the nedava. The Gemara says, Tali lo bedai to the koyin, but it's really the bailim when he's making his hektish. It's the bailim when he's establishing the kedusha of the nether and of the nedava that he says what the koyin will take first. The first kmitza, that chelik of the mincha that the koyin takes, will be my nether. And what's left over, the remainder, which the koyin should be from the chelik of the seilus, which the koyin takes second. So luchar, it's the bailim's tnai who's establishing the different chalakim, the different parts of this mincha, and later on, when the koyin goes ahead and takes his first kmitza, what makes the first kmitza go from the nether is not the koyin, it's the bailim whose original hakdasha was that the first kmitza should be for the nether. And when the koyin goes a second time and does a kmitza for a nedava, what's making that chelik of the soilus, what's making that second kmitza be from the nedava, is not the koyin who's activating that, it's not the power of the koyin. Adrav, it's the bailim who is makdishet and makadish the Israelis, he shtal davek, he established the two chalokim, and he made that the first kmitza should be from the nether, and the second kmitza should be from the nedava, and he with his tanai established and was magdir the two parts, the two chalokim in this isa. And I think over there also, this luchayra needs to come on to breira. Without a breira, at the time when the bailim is makadish, when he puts it into the klisharis, at that time, it's not mavur. There's no chelak which has the first kmitza and a second kmitza. So luchayra, what the bailim is doing at that time is based upon breira, and he's saying what the koyin tomorrow will do the kmitza first, that chelak is a neder. What the koyin will do a subsequent kmitza, that will be for the nedava. And likewise over here, it's a horror that Taisa and the Rishonim don't point out that this is Tali and Breir, both Pshatim of the Gemara, just to review in short. Rav Chizda's Pshat, that the Machlekes Rabbi and the Rabbonon is, if you could bring Chulun Ba'azara, and only the Bailam is only Mekadesh, the Chelik of the Israelis that are for the Nether, and the remainder is Chulun, and it comes out that the Shemen which was mixed up with these Israelis of Kodesh, those are the Shemen which has the Kedusha of the Mincha, that's in the first Pshat, and in the second Pshat of the Gemara, and Rava's Pshat, that everyone knows Asr Lachnas Chulun Lazar. And the Machloikas is if you're allowed to be Mitzarif, if you're allowed to mix up and be Ma'arif, a Neder and a Nedava, and it comes out that there's two separate Kmitzis and there's two separate Chalakim, all of this is really dependent, where the Bailam is originally Mekadish, these Lugan and these Asrainis, what he's doing is he's establishing then what's going to be later. He's establishing that the Kedusha should correspond, the Shemen, to the Esreinus, and the different Chalokim should correspond to the Kmitza of the Kohen, which all will happen later, and L'chayr, he could do that now, based with the Yisayda of Breira, something which is Mavur later on, something which is Asid L'Hizbar, we say it was always Oymid to be in this bar, it was always in a situation that that even though right now it's not mavur, right now it's not specified, but it's oymid to become this bar, and his chalois that he's making is based upon what's going to happen in the future. Continuing on in the Gemara, Rava says pshat in the machloek is Rebbe and Rabbanon. If a person was mefarish to bring a mincha and he didn't know how many esrainas, the Rabbanon says he could bring a mincha of 60 esrainas, and Rebbe says he has to bring all the different possibilities. So Rava says, what's the machloek is? If you can be ma'ariv, neder within a dava, this person is going to make a tanai, the Rabbanon hold. And I'll say, however many esrainas are for his neder, that's, he's being mafresh for his neder. And the rest, he's being mafresh as a separate mincha for an edava. And Rebbe says, there's no such eitzah because you can't be ma'ariv neder with an edava, so you have to bring all the different possibilities, and the one that's the correct amount of esrainas, that one will be the neder, and the other ones will be an edava. The Sfas Emes is ma'or, sarachin. What's the issue? Why should there be a problem being ma'ariv a neder with an edava? It's two menachas. You put them in one kli and you separate a koimetz from each one by itself, like the Gemara's mevar. What's pshat in the shita of Rebbe that you can't be ma'ariv a neder with an edava? It's not mevor in the Gemara, and he's ma'ariv. It's a shver azach. Why shouldn't you be allowed to be ma'ariv a chulin with a neder with an edava? Now, furthermore, he's ma'isif lahakshis, that the Gemara Amud Beis says from Rav Ashi, it seems to be the maskana of the Gemara, the pshat in the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, is if nadar katan vehevi gadol, if he's yaitzu or not. The Rabbanon hold, you bring one big korban, one big mincha, and that will be a mincha gedayla. Even if your neder was on lesser esrainus, I could be yaitzu with this mincha gedayla. And Rebbe holds katan vehevi gadol yatsa. And therefore, he has to have the mincha, which is the right size. Zoktis fas emes. So, the Gemara is assuming you're bringing one big mincha, and the shayla is if kibi yaitza with this one big mincha. But there was no eitza to bring, make a tnai, and say however many esrainas are for the ned, there should be a ned, and the rest should be a nedava. That means in this maskan of the Gemara, Rav Ashi's pshat in the machlokes, everybody agrees that you can't be ma'ariv a neder with a nedava. If you could be ma'ariv a neder with a nedava, so then why don't I have an eitzah to make a tanai that however much is for neder is a neder, the rest is for nedava? From the fact that the only eitzah was the Rabbanan said is to bring a mincha gedayla, and they hold you could be eitzah with a mincha gedayla, and Rabbi argued you can't bring a mincha gedayla. It's mavur zaktas fasemes that in this lashon of the Gemara, and Rav Ashi's pshat, that the machloikis is, nadar katan vehevi gadol, l'chulei alma, you can't be ma'ariv a neder with a nedava. If you could be ma'ariv a neder with a nedava, what do you have to bring a mincha gedayla for? Just be ma'ariv the neder with a nedava. Bring as many esrainas for the neder should be for the neder, and the rest should be for a nedava. Elamai, there's no such eitzah. So it comes out, according to Rav Ashi, which is pashtas, the maskan of the Gemara, we paskin that you can't be ma'ariv a neder with a nedava. So first of all, frektas fasamas taka, what's pshat? What's pshat? It seems to be we paskin like this. What's the pshat? What's the chesam? What's the issa? Why can't you be ma'ariv neder with a nedava? And furthermore, zoktas fasemes, the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. It's a shmot of the Rambam. In Rava's pshat, that's the beer of Rebbe. Why, according to Rebbe, you can't bring from 1 to 60. Why you can't be yaitza with a mincha of 60. But according to Rav Ashi's pshat, even the Rabbanon only argue because they hold you could bring a mincha gedayla. But the Rabbanon agree you can't be ma'ariv chulim a neder with a nedava. So the sfasem is blibish from these two horrors. First of all, what's taka the pshat? Why can you not be ma'ariv a neder with a nedava? And second of all, why was the Rambam mashmit this halach? Tzarechin. Now moving along to the Mishnah mentions din harilei eitzim la yifchais mishnei gizr. The Rambam paskins in Perek Tazayin from Maisa Kabbalas Halach Yud Gimel. So he says, what's the shear of these eitzim? He says, you have to have shnei gizrin, and there are an amma, the oirich of these gizrin are an amma. And in Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halach Gimel, the Rambam paskins, there he's talking about the regular shnei gizrin eitzim that you bring on the Maracha, and the Rambam says, there are an amma and rachban amma. So that's the shear of these gizrin. It's an amma by an amma, pieces of wood. That's the shear of the shnei gizrin eitzim. Rashi in Zvachim Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis says you can't make the Eitzim be any bigger, any larger than an Amma and an Amma. Zok the Rashi, because the Marocha was an Amma by an Amma, and if it's going to stick out from the Marocha, it will be Ma'akev, the Ragle HaKoyanim. So in Mela, it can't be larger, it has to be like an Amma Geduma, it has to be exact, it can't be sticking out from an Amma. So Berskrov is Ma'ir, if there's a shear in the Eitzim, how large they have to be an Amma, Amma. Why did Rashi have to come on? To Rashi and Zvachim have to come on, it can't be any larger. Because it's going to be ma'akiv the ragle akoyanim, he should have said, because that's the shear of the Shnei Gezri Eitzim. It's meant to be an amal amal. Zok the briskerov, vaistois, the shear of amal amal is just a minimum shear. Mitzad the shear of amal amal, it has to be at least an amal amal. But if it would be bigger, it's not a problem. The reason why it can't stick out, the reason why it can't be bigger than amal amal, zok the briskerov, is because it will end up being ma'akev, the ragle ha'koyanim. Now the Mishnah says, Harei alai eitzim lo yifchois mishnei gizrin. You have to bring two gizrin. Tosfos Be'al says that when you said eitzim, then you have to bring shnei gizri eitzim. If a person would make a nether of eitz, I'm going to bring an eitz, then he brings a gazer echad, he only brings one piece of wood. Pashtos, the chiluk is that when he says eitz, he brings the carbon, and the minimal carbon is really one eitz. If he says eitzim, it's a lashon rabim, like we saw in the beginning of the parak. If he says esroinois, it's a lashon rabim, the mir is shnaim, so he has to bring two esroinois, so two over here. If he says eitzim, he has to bring the minimal lashon of eitzim, which is two. That's l'chor the pashup shat. But the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, from a brisa, korban melamish misnadvin eitzim v'kama shnei gizrin. It's mashma that's the shear of the korban. And was v'chein oimer v'agoyrolis if hepalnu al korban ha'eitzim. It sounds like the shear of a korban, the korban of eitzim, is two gizrei eitzim. So the briskrov is mavar that really the korban b'shleimus is two gizrei eitzim. And if a person is being menader, if a person is making a nether of the carbon of Eitzim, really the Iker carbon is two Gizri Eitzim. If he says Eitz, then he has an option of bringing like a part of that carbon. He could bring one Gezer of the Eitz. But it's not the Pshat that when he says Eitzim, Stam, he's bringing two separate carbonas. The Pshat is the Shleimus of that Krava, the Shleimus of the carbon. Zokta Briskov really is Shnei, like it's Mufurish in the Braisa. How much is Eitzim? Shnei Gizri Eitzim. The Gemara brings a remez from a pasuk, carbon ha'eitzim. That's the Iker carbon of the Eitzim. That when he says Eitz, he can make another of part of that carbon and bring only one carbon. Now the Gemara brings the Machloikas, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that Rebbe argues, Rebbe's Moisef on the Rabbanon. He says the Eitzim is really a carbon and needs Melach, and needs Hagosha. And the Gemara's Moisef, according to Rebbe, Eitzim needs Kmitza, Eitzim needs other Eitzim to burn on the Marocha. Now, this is a Machloikas, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon learn Eitzim is not a carbon. Eitzim is something you're makter on the Mizbech. You're makshir for the Marocha. You make it for the Marocha. And Rebbe says, no, Eitzim has a din of a carbon, and there are four nafkaminas. It needs melach, it needs hagosha, it needs a kmitza, and it needs Eitzim. So Rabbeinu Gershom says that which the Tanakhama says, shnei gizrei Eitzim, that's the Tanakhama l'shitasa, because they hold it's not a carbon. If it's not a carbon, what is it? It's just machshir the marocha. You have to make the marocha on the mizbeach for Eitzim. So the shear of the marocha, the shear of the eitzim for the marocha is shnei gizri eitzim. So according to the Tanakhama, if a person makes a neder on eitzim, he brings shnei gizri eitzim. But according to Rebbe, Zokta Beinu Gershom, according to Rebbe, that eitzim is a carbon. So then what's the shear of two? There's no shear of two, Zokta Beinu Gershom. According to Rebbe, a person could bring only one gizri eitzim. And these two things are l'shitasam. According to the Tanakhama, that the Yisayir HaDavar of the Neder of Eitzim is to be Machshir the Marocha, so the Shir Shnai. According to Rebbe, that Eitzim is a carbon b'fnei atzmai, so if it's a carbon b'fnei atzmai, you could bring one Gizri Eitzim. The Briskrov is Ma'ir, that Tosfos on Daf Chaf seems to say not like that. Tosfos on Daf Chaf quotes the Machloikas Rebbe and the Rabbanon, and he says, in Rebbe you're bringing two, and in the Rabbanon you're bringing two. And he says, Takatsarachian, the Brisk Ravi asks, Rabbeinu Gershom seemingly is right, that if it's a carbon b'fnei atzmo, what is a pass, a shear of two gizri etzim, and where does it come from? But he says, Balamaisa, that's what says in Taisvis. Taisvis says that on Dafchav, not like Rabbeinu Gershom, Zok the Brisk Rav, that which the Tanakama says, Shnei Gizri Eitzim, is not only in the Tanakama, it's according to Rebbe as well. I was thinking to Miyashiv, the Kash of the Brisk Rav, where does it come from? Maybe what Taisvis means in Dafchav, according to Rebbe, bring two Gizri Eitzim, that's only because of the Lashon. That means according to Rebbe and according to Rabbanu, you bring two Gizri Eitzim for two different reasons. According to the Tanakhama, the reason why you bring two Gizri Eitzim is because that's the shear of the Shleimos of the carbon, like we mentioned in Rabbeinu Gershom, like the Lashon of the Gemara, Hepalnu al carbon Eitzim, that's the Shleimos of the Hakrava, the way you bring Eitzim on the Maracha, is with Shnei Gizri Eitzim. According to Rebbe, it's a carbon b'fnei atzmai. The Svara is there shouldn't be a shear of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Each one is a carbon by itself. According to Rebbe, the reason why you have to bring two Gizrei Eitzim is only because of the Lashon. You said Eitzim, Lashon Rabim, the Mir Eitzim Mishnayim. So that's why you have to bring two Eitzim. And Lefiz, that would come out, maybe there's no Machloikas, the Rabbeinu Gershom and Taisvis. Rabbeinu Gershom is talking about the Lamdas, that Lefi the Rabbanon, Lefi the Tanakama, the shear of the carbon is Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, and according to Rebbe, that it's a carbon b'fnei atzmai, there's no shear. It's each one is a carbon b'fnei atzmai, and each eitz is a carbon by itself. Mashenkin, what Tais Nafchaf was saying was that according to Rebbe, l'maisa, you're going to have to bring two of them if you said a lashon of eitz, and that's only because of the lashon. It comes out that there's no machloikas. They both agree in the lamdas. There's a difference between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. They both agree, according to Rebbe, the carbon is a carbon by itself, and it doesn't need the other one. There's no shleimus of two gizrei eitzim. And they both agree that, practically speaking, bein l'rabbon and bein l'rebbe, l'maisa, when a person is going to make a neder of shnei gizrei eitzim, he's going to have to bring shnei gizrei eitzim. According to Rabbanon, because that's the shleimus of the carbon, and according to Rebbe, because that's what the word eitzim means. And the Mishnah is Mamshech, and the Mishnah talks about other types of Nedarim. And the Mishnah mentions if a person says, Arele Zahav, Le Yifchis Medinar Zahav, if he makes a Nedar of Kesef, Le Yifchis Medinar Kesef, and if he makes a Nedar of Nechoshes, Le Yifchis Mima'a Kesef. Taisvis and Shabbos and Avtzadi asks a Pashto Ha'ara on the Mishnah. By Zahav, he made a Nedar of Zahav, and he brings the smallest Zahav coin, a dinner of Zahav. By Kesef, he made a Nedar, and Kesef, he brings the smallest coin of Kesef, a dinner of Kesef. Why is it by Nechoshes? Is he bringing a Ma Kesef worth of Nechoshes? He should bring a Pruta Shal Nechoshes, which is the smallest coin. This is Taisus Kash on Daf Tzadi. It's interesting. He doesn't ask directly on our Mishnah. The Gemara over there brings a similar Braisa. Similar to our Mishnah, he asks the Kash. It's a Har on Taisus. That same Kash he asked on the Braisa, which the Gemara quoted in Zvach in Shabbos Daf Tzadi. He could have asked straight on our Mishnah. But that's what Taisus asks the Kash, and he blieb Shver. And the Tfan Shabbos says a teretz like this. He says that a pruta is a matbe, which is not chashev. It's not worth a lot. And the svara is mistama, a person didn't have das to make a neder for something which is not chashev. It's like an umdin das, where oimid is that by a zav, we say, it makes sense that what his neder was, a dinner of zav. By kesef, it makes sense his neder was a dinner of kesef. But when a person made a neder of nechashev, it doesn't make sense to assume that his neder was on a prutish on a chayshus, will say it's a certain value. And I guess a ma kesef, that was a sensible amount of nechayshus to assume he made his neder from.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.